own god in Buddhism. I'm starting to think how relaxing that might be. Can you imagine not being accountable? You just have to fix yourself. That's all you got to do is master yourself. Oh, master yourself. Yeah. Then again, come to think of it, I decided I will prefer the blessings of justification, the dual blessings of justification and conciliation, and that God is looking at Christ and not at me. Yes, hello everyone, Martin Zender here. Got carried away there for a second thinking about how fun it would be to just be dealing with yourself. And I guess then you would have to look, since God's not in the picture of this religion, no account of God, it would be kind of fun once in a while to think that the stuff that happens in the world is arbitrary. Because I admit, it's very difficult sometimes, many times, to attribute what happens to God. That's why people come up with all these alternative teachings, such as all is not of God, such as, well, we do have a limited free will, or only good things are of God, bad things aren't. And it's so counterintuitive to human beings to think that there's a deity in charge and that we have no power, absolutely speaking, that an entire religion comes along the pike that puts God out of it altogether. Buddhism, maybe that's why they're so freaking peaceful. Because they're not dealing with the truth that all is of God and that I create evil. I do all these things, author of good, creator of evil. I do all these things, says God, Isaiah 45:7. The Buddhists say, forget about that. You're responsible for your own little world. This is the, really, I think, the cradle of human free will. This spirit that came rushing out of heaven, seen by Daniel, and a major player in the world religions, the Big Four. Remember we used to talk about the Big Four automakers? Oh, that was the Big Three, Ford, GM, and Chrysler. Okay, well, we got the Big Four religions, Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, and Christianity. And one of these, I'm not going to say anything about Hinduism now, but Buddhism, they eliminate God. No account of God. Quote, unquote, here. No, they take no account of God. God's out of the picture. Man is his own God. And this religion has leaked across the Ganges into Christianity because there's something so appealing about it. No wonder these guys wear robes, sing chants, waft incense, or is it waft? I don't know what you do. I waft it, you waft it, do whatever you want with the incense. No wonder they wear flowers around their neck and they giggle like the Maharishi. Sure, why not? You just kind of step over stuff in life. Eh, that was a random randomness. It's a randomness every day. And Christianity says, at least they're honest. At least the Buddhists, thank God for these people, are honest. Everything's random. They don't try to make it fit in with a God who's running everything. They don't stupidly try to say that God is in control and man is in control at the same time. God's in charge of the good things. Man screws up everything else, or Satan screws up everything else. They have this duality in Christianity, and many people, even among our own camps, can't stomach the fact that God does evil. And so they become practical Buddhists, even while talking in Christian terms of God controls everything. But how does he if he doesn't control the evil? By my last count, 90% of the things that happen are bad. I don't know. Maybe I'm a pessimist. I used to be more of an optimist back in the day when I was a kid. Then I turned 5. Then I realized that I was a pessimist and that not everything went the way I wanted it to. But now I take that back. I must have turned 11 because when I was 10, when I was 10 years old, my dad said, we're going to have a special treat, whatever you want, kid. I said, I want to go to Wendy's and I want to get a triple. Back in the day, Wendy's had a single burger, a double, and a triple. And I said, I would like a triple. My dad just laughed because he said, you're not going to be able to eat a triple. This is 3-quarter pound burgers. I want a triple, Daddy. I was very nice. I didn't whine, except this one time. So my dad said, here's your triple, kid. And so I couldn't even get my little fist around it. I couldn't even put it in my mouth. My mouth wasn't as big as it is now. So it was a rough time. But most of the things happening in this world are bad. People can't handle it. The Buddhists are honest, and they just say, it's karma, man. They do say you get what's coming to you. It's your own responsibility. And I think that some Christians like the idea that it's your own responsibility. Don't blame God. Don't blame God. Don't blame God. Yet Paul says in Romans 7, it's not me that's doing this. It's sin making its home in me. Paul even passes the buck and says, this coveting that has come into me and over me through the precept that produces coveting, well, don't look at me, it's sin operating in me. And so even some in our group are running away from this, and they're jumping across the Ganges and swimming east into practical Buddhism. All right, back to the subject at hand. You don't want to come back as an inanimate object, like a jock strap, a jar of baby food, or a soap bubble. I wouldn't want to. There goes Zender. This is interesting. It will be seen that in Buddhism, man is his own god. And he himself, man, is the center and object of his own religion. And again, I see the appeal of this in the flesh, actually. Now, this is a quote from Nock here, right after this, and I think this is interesting. Quote, this is what puts it above the other religions, for man is the image of God. I don't understand. I would not have written that. I don't, and I know A.E. Nock does not believe in human free will in any degree, way, shape, or form. But here, it's put above other religions, according to Nock, because man is the image of God. That's true, man. We're the image of God. Is it the fact that humanity and these other religions is taking God and trying to justify their evil deeds with the name of God? That is perhaps what is the most evil of the Western religions, speaking of Islam and Christianity. Islam, of course, kill in the name of God, and Christians do too. But I don't know of any other religion that does that. Not the Buddhists, not the Hindus. I don't think. They don't kill in the name of God. Certainly the Buddhists don't. The Hindus don't either. So, that's interesting. That's interesting. That's my only thought on that. I can't see why else A.E. Nock would write that here. So, the history of Buddhism accounts for the fact that in this image, we have vultures' wings that were scraped smooth. Going back to Daniel's vision, vultures' wings scraped smooth, set on feet, human heart. Buddhism began in India, and it became a power there. It took deep root there. But later, it went over the Himalaya Mountains into China and Japan to the northeast, and then it went to Siam and across the sea to Ceylon in the southeast. But it settled there, and it hasn't gone anywhere else. That was a long, long time ago, and it has not moved. Even in India, where it started, it was already in the advanced stages of decay after a mere 300 years of existence. So, this religion has settled. Now, I'm not saying that today people can't adhere to it. People study about it. Obviously, people want to become Buddhists. But as far as this religion moving, it did move. It has vultures' wings. But it did not super move. It stopped. They were scraped smooth. This fits the history of Buddhism. Now, it says it has wings. There's an interesting characteristic of the Chaldean language is that whenever the plural is used, wings, it always means two wings. The Chaldee plural denotes two unless it's otherwise specified. In other words, if you say three wings, then that's three wings. If you have six wings, like at Harmon's Bar and Grill up here, they have a special, you get six wings for like $5 or $3, I don't know what it is, then it's six wings. But if you just say wings, it's always two. That's the Chaldean. So the interesting thing about this is the lioness is said to have vulture's wings, i.e. two wings, and Buddhism is divided into two divisions. And one to the north, the other to the south. These are branches of Buddhism, and they are different one from the other. And so this would help us understand why there are two wings, whereas the leopardess, well, I'm not there yet, am I? Islam has more wings than that. And the wings, again, has to do with movement. So, back to what we talked about yesterday, Buddhism is the most humane of religion. It has a human heart, and it's set up. It's tilted up from the earth and set upon her feet as a mortal. Daniel 7:4, and the heart of a mortal is given to it. Set on her feet as a mortal. Very upstanding, upright, noble religion. It's the first one mentioned here. It's the easternmost religion, and it's typified by a lioness, a very noble creature. Buddhists hate to kill things. They are into self-enlightenment. They don't want to encroach on other people's territory. They keep to themselves. They had vulture's wings early in their career too, namely, but they were scraped smooth. It stopped once it crossed the Himalayas. This religion did, and it has not gone anywhere since. It is not militant. It has stayed put. And that, my friends, is Buddhism. Tomorrow, we are going to look into the she-bear. That's the next one, right? I don't want to tell you the wrong thing here. The she-bear. And we're going to see that this fits Hinduism in India. Buddhism started in India, didn't go anywhere. What came next? Another wind out of the sea, Hinduism. These religions are animated by spiritual beings in order to drive the worship of God, the true God, from humanity. They are so honest about that in Buddhism that they don't even pretend that God is doing anything. We're more hypocritical about it here in the West. We say we have a God who is sovereign, but we practically deny it. Tomorrow, the she-bear of Hinduism.